This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right now, though, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We are joined by super friend of the show, Sam Amico. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How are you?
Hi, Sam.
I am doing well as well. You ready for the NBA
just
finals?
That's great.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very cordial on this show. Let's start with the NBA finals and your thought of this matchup of Oklahoma City and the Pacers. And, you know, we're going to get a new winner. So what do you think?
I think it's cool. You know, it's in one sense, if you're talking about the Cavs here, it's a shame because obviously the window's wide open, but that's good news for next season. But as far as this matchup, I've been really tuned in with the NBA playoffs and I've enjoyed watching both of these teams. Indiana with that wide open offense, and they've been a lot of fun. Unless you're a Cavs fan, you didn't find that fun. But the way they've been playing and the way they move the basketball, you're talking about a team that was, 10-15 at one point, and the way they've turned it around, they play a physical brand of basketball. And then, of course, the Thunder, obviously NBA MVP with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and their defense is just utterly relentless. I think it should be a fun matchup in styles of play. And here you have two fairly young teams and extremely well-coached teams. So, you know, to me, these have been the two best teams since January 1st. And I think it's, you know, I know we're talking about market size and all that, but if you're talking just pure basketball, it should be a fantastic matchup.
If you're a team in the Eastern Conference, I would think the Indiana Pacers don't necessarily scare you as the team to beat in the conference next year. But I wonder what team might be. And I know the Cavs have the best record in the regular season. Is it a small group of teams, Sammy? Or are other teams, you know, the Cavs made a nice jump. Are other teams capable of making a nice jump and having it a 4 or 5 team conference where these guys might be fighting it out for a top seed?
Absolutely. Now we think, first of all, Boston's probably going to take a step back, right? Because Jason Tatum's likely out for the entire season, and you don't know what they're going to do with their salary cap. We've heard they're going to move either Porzingis or Drew Holiday. So that's a team that's going to take a step back, opening this window even more. As far as teams taking a jump, you know, what's Milwaukee going to do with Giannis Antetokounmpo? Are they going to send them out? Are they going to get them help? There's a team that could do that. Obviously, the Cavs are in that mix. Detroit Pistons, what do? They have some, you know, they have some salary cap room. They finished sixth in the Eastern Conference this year. Team certainly capable. And they have some free agents. Malik Beasley, who was a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. They've got some things to figure out. But if you're talking about teams that could make a jump, we're going to see a lot of teams, I think, including the Cavs, that aren't your bigger markets, including the Pacers, that are making a run again next season. Now, the Knicks are probably in that conversation as well. To me, Kobe Altman said this at his post-game press conference. If we've learned anything from the playoffs year after year, the past 4 or 5 years, is that it's wide open every year. So that's good news for the Cavs. It's good news for other teams. And the fact that there are two small market teams in the finals, I would think, would be very encouraging to other smaller market teams that are looking to make that jump.
Sammy, I want to go to a story that you have right now at HoopsWire, too. You're talking about the rumors and Cavaliers and Isaac Okoro in particular in that. And, you know, Jeff and I were talking yesterday about Jalen Tyson. And, you know, okay, the rookie year is over, and maybe he'll have the opportunity to play a little bit more. Is that one of the good paths for the Cavaliers to get better without really having to move anybody? And is Isaac the most logical candidate, as you wrote?
Well, you know, according to the scout that I talked to in there, and I tend to agree with him, is that, you know, maybe this Isaac Okoro experiment, and I don't even call it an experiment anymore, but what he brings, maybe that's viewed as not quite enough, particularly in the playoffs. Jalen Tyson, and the Cavs aren't going to have a lot of room to do a lot of things financially, if anything. So Jalen Tyson, is he worthy of those minutes? Will he be proven to be worthy of Isaac Okoro's minutes? And is this a kid that would bring some toughness? I think we saw him play this year. That was one of the things he added, right? I mean, he had a pretty solid all-around game for a rookie. You suspect that's only going to get better. Where do you fit him in? Now, granted, you could lose Sam Merrill in unrestricted free agency, and those minutes would open up. Ty Jerome would be another possibility to lose an unrestricted free agency. So maybe those minutes are there without having to move Okoro. But the key piece there would be Jalen Tyson. And this is a kid, everybody talked about the Cavs' toughness and their lack of it in the playoffs. Well, if you give this kid 20, 25 minutes a game every night during the regular season, I would think, theoretically, that would help your toughness issue, and he brings so many other things as well.
Could he play point guard, Sam?
I don't know. You know, I think that that's a possibility, particularly off the bench when you're talking about going against reserves. And if not, you know, what do you do with Craig Porter Jr.? Is if Ty Jerome comes back again, Craig Porter Jr. is going to be looking at a very similar situation playing-wise or minutes-wise. Can you play, you know, Jalen Tyson as your lead guard? I think that's something they're going to figure out this offseason, and maybe something that they will work toward to get him to be able to do consistently. A lot of it depends on what, you know, what happens with Ty Jerome and even Sam Merrill to his.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Smaller degree.
Sam Amico joining us, hoopswire.com, Sam's website covering everything there is to cover in the NBA with a lot of emphasis on the Cavaliers. We all heard what Kobe Altman said at the end of the season in his press conference, where it was basically, core four is back. We don't feel a need to change this. With that thought in mind, and that's what he had to say, you know, we all understand that. But with that thought in mind, what's a more likely scenario that the Cavs make a trade with somebody in the core four based on Kobe making a phone call or receiving a phone call?
I would say absolutely receiving. I don't think he's out there looking to. Now, as a general manager, you know, part of your job, or in his case, president of basketball operations, part of your job is just feeling around the league and maybe asking. But I don't think he set out like we, and in fact, I can assure you, he's not setting out like we need to move one of these pieces of core four or two of them. I think he's thinking, from everything he said and from everything I've gauged from opposing execs, now they're keeping those four unless you really, really knock their socks off, especially during the off season. You know, one thing to keep in mind, you have all the way till February to make a trade, right? And we saw the Cavs make a trade in February this year. So I think the idea is run it back, figure out what's going on with your core four, figure out what's going on with Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, and add accordingly as much as you can. Identify your needs. What was missing during the 64-18 season? Is it a Jalen Tyson? Is it, you know, time for him to get more minutes, add some toughness? Obviously, I think the Cavs' top priority is finding a backup center, playable backup center, who will add some toughness at the same time. And certainly, you know, maybe it's time to consider in the offseason, do we start DeAndre Hunter at small forward, more Tyson minutes? So I think it's more likely you try to improve from within, given their financial situation. But to answer your question, Jeff, I'm sure he'll take a lot of calls on Allen and Garland, and I don't think he'll have to make any regarding those two.
Sammy, I threw this out. The Cavs, obviously, with 64 wins, and if they stand pat and improving from within is a big deal, is this a way to improve from within, or is this just not a good idea? Last year, they talked to Donovan Mitchell, Kenny Atkinson, and said, hey, look, I want to cut back on your minutes a little bit. I want you to help your teammates get the ball a little bit more, and let's, you know, you don't have to do all this. Would telling Darius Garland, we want to see Evan get about 16, 17, 18, whatever shots per game, and you take a few fewer shots as you try to facilitate more, is that something, or is that something that would go over like a you-know-what in church?
I think that they will. That's a great point. I would guess that would be part of the conversation that they would have, not just with Darius, but with everybody. You know, look, we want to get Evan even more involved. I thought Kenny Atkinson did a fantastic job at getting Evan more involved without disrupting anybody else's game, which was, Evan, when you get the rebound, you bring the ball up the floor, you initiate the offense, you look for your own shot. So I think there'll be more of that. To me, when you look at, you know, what do they need to do differently? Yeah, it's probably get Evan two or three more shots a game. And obviously, you know, Kobe Altman talked about it. It's not just me. It's got to find some mental toughness and some resolve in the playoffs. And you probably can do that fairly cheaply and easily through free agency. Even though you don't have any money, you can still do that. And if you make a lower scale trade and move somebody to create some salary or a little bit of salary, you can try to do those things too. So, yeah, I think, Jeff, that those are conversations they're going to have, which is let's get Evan even more involved, second team All-NBA, We think he can be first team with no questions asked.
Sammy, I'm just curious. Have you seen the ESPN Insider story about, you know, the Cavaliers just maybe trying to pick up Cooper Flagg with the first overall pick in this upcoming draft? And essentially, without getting into all the minutiae of it, if you're a Cavs fan that's hearing this for the first time, it'd be like a four-team deal. The Lakers would end up with Jared Allen, and the Mavericks would end up with Donovan Mitchell at the end of the day on that thing. So,
ooh!
Yes, Donovan Mitchell. So, and I think our first round, we have another first round pick in there somewhere.
2049.
Yeah, 2049. Correct, Jeff. Have you seen this, and does have any legs, or is it just fodder?
First of all, we aggregated that and rated it on HoopsWire, so yeah. I have seen it. But I, you know, that's a hypothetical trade proposal. But proposed by ESPN, so that makes it, you know, it gives it some kind of credibility. It gives it life of its own. Trust me, you're not the first person to ask me about it.
No.
But I would say, you know, okay, you're willingly taking a big step back there if that's the trade that you would do to unload Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen. And you know, get back Cooper Flagg. That to me is okay. Well, we're going to play for the lottery next season. When in reality, you still can play for a championship. You have to trust your body of work, and that was 64-18. Okay, you can't look at it like, well, we lost in the second round again. And it's over. You know, we've got to blow it up. I just think that, and that's not the Cavs' approach. That's not the approach they're taking. The approach is, we're 64-18. How many teams fail to win a championship? Yes, it was disappointing. We ran into a buzzsaw in the Indiana Pacers. And what areas do we need to shore up and add to a team that was 64-18? I can tell you Kobe Altman's plan is not to blow this up. It is to get to another level. Maybe don't have such a great regular season, but go for 64-18 again, because this was really the first year of this program under Kenny Atkinson. And I think that, look, we're a piece or two away, and maybe that piece or two is already on the roster.
Sammy, as always, thank you. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you soon. Of course, we're reading HoopsWire.com for the latest info. Thanks, man.
Guys, thanks so much for having me, as always. We will talk soon.
Can't wait.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, buddy.
Sam was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro. 5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.